Getting on to StockPicks this evening, Wayne.
Company called Ecolab. They're in water and sanitation, so they run big projects for industrial people to sanitize the food and the water supply. And
so it's a US company.
US company, a whole range of sanitary products that they don't make face masks, unfortunately. But the results look reasonably good going forward. Earnings growth 10, 11, 12%. Huge still areas of food services that can go in for sanitary water treatment and that. So the outlook actually looks quite surprising. As you can see, the share price has come off. Okay, it's bounced up a bit, but it's come off a little bit. You're paying a 25, 26 PE ratio, so it's not low. But the earnings growth, as I said, you know, 8, 10, 12%, they look, and their management's very optimistic, so yeah.
Okay. And David, you're sticking with your FANGs.
I think at these levels, the FANGs look very, very appealing. You can find an ETF for a FANG, and unfortunately, I never brought it with me now, but I think there's one in Canada that we're looking very closely at, and it's also slightly geared, so you can get three times the profit.
So it pulls together all?
And it's only the FANGs.
Okay.
It's only those five or six stocks. So you're not buying an ETF that stretches, you know, the length of your arms. It's confined to, to those stocks. I still think that there's plenty of more upside for them, particularly they all cash generative. So even in a difficult environment, they've got enough cash to survive and continue to invest in their own businesses.
Yeah. David. Wayne, we shall leave it there. Thank you very much. As always, David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. And that's a wrap of your Wednesday edition of Stockwatch. Before I go, just a reminder to tune in at 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting Suntum's annual results presentation, and that'll be followed by Momentum's interim results presentation at 11:30. Have a good evening.